All right. Hope everybody had a wonderful day. We're completing now the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos tonight, which, of course, brings to a conclusion the discussion of Maseches Brachos and the mitzvah of Tevila. Remember, the first three parakim are basically about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and then Dalet and Hey about the mitzvah of Tevila. Then the sixth parak will be about Birchos Hananin, Ketzad Mivorchen Ala Peros, and we'll take it from there. So this is the last Mishnah. So this last Mishnah is, for the rationalists amongst us, a little challenging because it really sounds like something that we might associate with more Kabbalistic traditions. And so this Mishnah can be a little bit challenging. We have a tradition from the Gemara in Brachos itself. In fact, on Daf Yud, when Chizkiyahu got very ill, and Yeshayahu Anavi says, Tzav lebeischa ki meis ata, that, you know, basically get your house and your affairs in order because the end is near. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech says to Yeshayahu HaNavi, Mikublani ani mibeis avi abba, I have a tradition going back in my father's home, which says, Afilu cherev chadam munachas al tzavaro shel adam, that even if the sharp sword is against the neck of a person, al imano atzmo min harachamim, a person should never give up hope, a person should always continue to daven. So that is the overwhelming Jewish ethic of prayer, that tefillah is never too late and tefillah is always relevant. Yes, you have some exceptions in the Chumash when Hashem says to Moshe, Al Tosef, Daberi Lai, Od Badavar Hazah, that I've heard enough about you asking to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's what we call a special Gzeiras HaKasav, that the Torah says, okay, no more davening about this. But otherwise, you can daven for a year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years for the same thing. Don't take it from me. Take it from Yitzchak Avinu. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem anochach ishtoki akarai. They had children 20 years after they married. So again, there's no limit to tefillah. The Gemara says halavai shispalo adam kol yom kulo, that a person could daven all day long in theory. So we have to put this Mishnah within that context. But within this context, we have a fascinating Mishnah about one of the great daveners of Jewish history. It's an interesting title, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was recognized by his peers to be an elite davener. And when they had personal crises, the Gemara says that, this is Lamed Hei Amud Beis, towards the very bottom of the last section of Gemara, effectively in the Perek, that when Rabbi Gamliel's children got sick, or he had a son that was sick, he said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, you're the one that needs to daven for me. I don't feel like I can daven as well as you can daven. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Gemara says, Nichnas the Aliyah. He went upstairs, he did his davening, and he says, ah, okay, chaltzas ochama, just a fever. The fever broke. They wrote down the time. They checked with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, as my grandfather would say, otaze. It was just like that, that exactly at that time, the child's fever broke, that he asked for a glass of water. Same story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai was the biggest Talmud Chacham of the generation and wasn't even close. But Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa went to learn by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son took gravely ill. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you daven for me, Chanina ben Dosa. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife said to him, what's the matter with you? You know, why can't you daven? He says, you don't understand that we're a little bit different. I'm like a sar lifnei harav. I'm like a cabinet minister, and he's like an eved lifnei harav. So what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was pointing out was that maybe in terms of Torah learning, I'm like a cabinet official. I'm like the Secretary of Defense in God's cabinet. But the fact of the matter is that this Chanina Gendosa, he's not in my league in that way, but he's like eved lifnei harav. He's able to evoke God's pathos in a way that I can't. God deals with me in a little bit of a stricter way than he deals with Chanina ben Dosa. Chanina ben Dosa, like, you know, they have the concept today of a designated hitter. So he was like the designated davener for all of the Tanaim. So the Mishnah says as follows. Hamispalel v'ta'a, somebody who's davening and they're not able to get the words out clearly, siman ralo. It's not a good sign, whatever he's davening for. He's davening, say you're an Angel fan and you were davening that they should sign Garrett Cole, and he got caught up in your tefillos last night, it was a bad sign because the Yankees got him. V'im shliach tzibor hu, and if he's davening for the community, siman ra l'sholchav mibnei sheshlucho shel adam kamoso. It's not a good sign for the entire kehila because of he, of course, is the representative as the shliach tzibor. So amro lava Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So they said about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shahaya mispala acholim. We already told two stories. Rabbi Gamliel's son, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son. So he was davening for those who were not well. The Omer, and he would be able to say, Zechai v'zemes, this one's going to live, and this one, unfortunately, it's not looking good. So Amr lo minayin atayodeya. So where do you know this from? So in the Gemara, it's even more colorful. His answer, he says, lo navi ani, v'lo ben navi ani. He says, I'm not a prophet, I'm not the son of the prophet. This doesn't come from prophecy, but I know from the tefillah itself. If the tefillah is flowing, feels very natural, that's a very good sign. If it feels somewhat unnatural, if I'm stumbling over my tefillos, I know it's not going well. So minayin ata yodei amr lehemi mishgura tefillasi b'fi, yodei ani shu mekubal v'imlav, yodeo ani shehu mitorav. So there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. What does it mean? So the Rishonim bring both opinions. Yodeo ani shehu mitorav. Either that I know the person is a trefa. Trefa is somebody that's not going to live. Or I know that the tefillah is mitorav in the sense of tarfin lo tefillaso bifanav, that they're going to tear up this person's tefillah literally in front of him. So that's a tradition of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So I think we have to, again, put in the broader context that I mentioned at the beginning. Just because you made a mistake, there's absolutely nothing, halachically speaking. You look, it's very fascinating, this entire Mishnah, this page of Gemara, you don't see in the Masoret HaShas a single reference to the Smag, or to the Tur, to the Rambam, or the Shulchan Aruch. It's not for halacha. For halacha, we keep on davening, Kilo Machsho, Sai Machsho, Seicham. We don't think that we know exactly how things are going to play out. And again, what did Chizkiyahu tell Yeshayahu? Mikublani ani bibeis abiyaba. A person, they take him to the executioner and the sword is against his neck, he should daven. Who knows how this is going to turn out? Maybe there's going to be a jailbreak. So the point is that we, in practice, we really never really surrender, we never really give in, we certainly never really give up. But Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had this very special relationship with tefillah, and he felt that he was able to detect as these things were going along, and you know, he had a track record, whether it was the son of Rav Gamliel, whether it was the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what can we say in terms of practically to take away from this mission? We don't want to walk away from this mission, say it's just a nice number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, but I think that we can say the following. And I think this can be a very practical takeaway from this Mishnah, is that, again, the Mishnah starts with the idea of imispalo vitav, a person makes a mistake, so maybe that's not just a good sign. So let's not try to play God. None of us are God. None of us know exactly how things are going to turn out. But at least we should control what we can control. As the Pasuk says, Hanistaros la'Hashem Elokeinu. Haniglos lanu vanedu ad olam. Asos es kol divrei HaTorah azos. Let's try to control what we can control. We'll leave the outcomes to God. But let's focus during our tefillah as much as possible. We don't want to put ourselves in a situation where ta'uyos, where mistakes are more and more likely during davening, if we're not focused. Let's go back to the very beginning of the fifth parak, as we now concluded the fifth parak, and think about what was the first halacha that we learned in the fifth parak? Ein omdim lehispalel ela mitoch kovod rosh. That we have to get ourselves in the mindset for davening. That's why we're so careful to learn before davening. The chasidim harishonim, what do we say? Hayusho in sha'achas v'achar kach mispalel. Let's at least put ourselves in a situation where we're less and less likely to make ta'uyot, to make mistakes in the context of our davening. So yeah, the Mishnah says, "Himispalo v'ta siman ralo." We don't know exactly how God's going to weigh everything out, but let's try to put ourselves in a position where "Himispalo v'ta" is less and less a reality. Rabbi Chananya ben